prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today, my guest is going to be Gary Millett. We'll have him on the air here with us in just a second. I want to kind of set the stage about today's discussion. Today's discussion has nothing to do with science, a lot to do with logic and critical thinking. But we're going to explore what I believe will become the future of sports nutrition. And I think a lot of people are going to have a hard time grasping and or accepting what we're going to talk about today, but I ask you to have an open mind to get started. How you doing, Gary? Oh, sorry, Gary. Wrong button. How you doing, Gary? Wrong button. Sorry.
Good. Thanks for having me back on the program. It's always a privilege and delight to me.
So Gary is with Real Ketones. They are the people behind the Ketogenics product, and really they are the company driving the whole ketone and exogenous ketone supplement industry. And that's why I'm having him on, because few people have at their fingertips the information that Gary has. But as I said a second ago, we're not going to get too heavy into the science here, because neither one of us are equipped to really discuss the science. And we are going to have future shows based on this primary discussion today, because all I hope to do today is get people to start thinking about this. I'm not calling myself a thought leader. I'm talking about tripping over something on my own and going, wow, I wonder if anyone's paying attention. With that being said, we have, you know, as humans, we love to divide ourselves into groups. Isn't that amazing, Gary?
We do it all the time, not only professionally, but personally.
And we also do it when it comes to sports nutrition, right? So we have the high carb is the only way to do it, guys. And as more recently, we have the people who are like, hey, no, if you're in ketosis and you are using ketones, this is better for performance. There are a lot of people out there who are more interested in building muscle. So when the anabolic side of things comes in, then we start talking about protein. So when you look at all these different endpoint goals, they all do kind of stay in the same wheelhouse, in that people want to be able to A, perform better, B, perform longer, and C, see an adaptive response from their performance. Would you agree with those three statements?
Totally. I think that beyond that, I think people are always looking to push the edge of whatever they're doing. And, you know, not everybody's trying to push the edge, but certainly the people we're talking about today, Carl, are always looking to push that edge.
And there's another aspect here. None of us, we all want to go into the gym. We all want to push as hard as we can and push that edge, but we all want the maximum adaptive response possible. We don't want to leave anything on the table. If we're going to go in and really give it everything we've got, then we want to feel some level of confidence that A, we really did give it everything we got. We weren't held back by anything that we failed to do. And B, that the level of adaptation, whether that be greater endurance, greater strength, or greater muscle size, we squeezed every drop out of it. We never want to say, oh my God, you know, I could have gotten more out of that workout had I done this. Would you agree with that statement?
Totally. I think also beyond that, I think there's a dictum that we've kind of gotten used to in everything. And that is, like, we have idioms. Like, if you don't go to the gym, you can't build muscle. If you don't go to the gym, you can't, you know, be your best. And, you know, I think it starts even before that with what's your nutrition before we even get to the gym.
Yeah, and nutrition plays a big role. So let's go back and kind of set the stage, right? So back 20 years ago when we discovered the quote-unquote anabolic window, having a meal post-workout, having that meal be made up of certain macronutrient ratios was going to leverage the workout to the greatest degree and make you build more muscle. So that was like one of the first introductions to, wow, what I do nutritionally has a great impact on the results. And then, of course, the endurance athletes have always paid attention to this, even if it was misguided. You know, eating 10 pounds of pasta 3 days before a race, they thought they were going to store more glycogen, but there is a top end of glycogen storage, and anything more than that spills into fat. But then again, that's not a bad thing because fat can be converted back to a substrate that can be used as energy. So it's not the end of the world. But we know that the endurance athletes have been sucking on goo, you know, sugars, throughout workouts, which we could now call intra workout nutrition, which has also become very popular amongst bodybuilders and powerlifters as well, strength athletes as well. So nutrition has always played a large role in the thinking person's, program because we know that nutrition affects the end result. But here's what's happened recently. To come full circle to my original statement that we love to put ourselves in categories. So for a long time, it's been accepted that carbohydrates were required in order to perform better. But then when the whole notion of ketosis and ketones came on the scene, there were a lot of athletes out there showing that they could be completely carb-free, be in a state of ketosis, and perform at their best. Ben Greenfield comes to mind. I mean, Ben did like several Ironmans in complete ketosis, and he performed fantastically. So then it became this tug of war. Well, wait, we don't need carbs. It's better to use just ketones. And ever since that happened, we have this tug of war. The high carb guys, you know, Brad Schoenfeld being one of them who I have a lot of respect for, is like, no, you need carbs to perform your best. And then you've got all the other guys on this other side that are emerging now saying, no, if you're in ketosis, you perform your best. And once again, we have categories of people. And I think there's a mistake in that. I think there's a mistake in it because we should not be choosing, our brains, what we read, what we think we know, we should not be choosing the substrate, the energy substrate, the fuel that tissue wants to use. We don't know. We don't know enough about the human body to know that when we are performing, that maybe some tissue would prefer free fatty acids. Some tissue may prefer amino acids. Some tissue may prefer ketones, and some may prefer glucose. And they may all prefer this at the same exact time you're doing something. So a specific tissue may prefer different substrates. And so if all you're doing is the high glucose thing or all you're doing is the high ketone thing, then you're actually choosing for that tissue instead of letting that tissue choose on its own, on demand. And this is what I came up with recently, and I experimented with it, and it worked for me. And so we're going to talk about this today. Now you're an athlete, you train. Matter of fact, the first time I ever met you, we didn't meet. We both happened to be in the gym at 7 a.m. in the morning. And when we were in Tampa, Florida, training.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. And what are your thoughts initially when I start to talk about this idea that why are we segregating our nutrition? Why aren't we just giving the body everything and letting it choose on its own?
Well, that's a very interesting subject because about a year ago, I started experimenting with the concept of dual fuel. And what that really meant was that in a training regimen, I wanted to be, and I'd been ketogenic for a very long time, about 4 years to be exact. But I started experimenting about a year ago when I was playing tennis. And what I noticed in myself is I never started the first set as cleanly and crisply as I wanted to. But by the third set, it was like lights out for whoever I was playing because it felt like I had not even played. So I started to look at that endurance concept that you're talking about with ketones, but then also I was starting to look at the explosive concepts of glycogen. And so what I started doing is an hour before I would go to play a match, I would not only take Ketogenics, but at the same time, I would load up with raw honey. So I would take about 2 tablespoons of raw honey, and all of a sudden I discovered my first set turned out amazing, and it didn't affect my third set. So I'm right with you in terms of that active experimentation.
Now I have to tell you that this is not my original thought. When I was out in Los Angeles working with Quest on a project, Ron Penna had shared with me, and Ron is a devotee of the ketogenic diet. They work on cancer with dogs, and he personally and his wife Shannon, they live a more keto lifestyle than not, but they do indulge. They have, in fact, I believe that they exactly the way life should be, not so rigid. But he shared with me that he was using a sophisticated carbohydrate source called cyclodextrin before his training. And I've actually talked about something similar to this on the show. He uses just enough to get him through his training so he can train with great intensity. But by the end of his training, he's pretty much burned everything up. So it's easy for him to get right back into ketosis and continue on. And I started using the analogy. And when he told me this, it made such perfect sense, Gary. I raced cars when I was a kid. I had a 66 Chevelle. And when you went to the racetrack, you filled your tank up on the way to the track and towed your car. And when you got there, you siphoned a lot of the gas out into gas cans, and you just had enough gas in the tank to get you down that quarter mile and taxi you back to the pit because you didn't want to carry that extra weight that you didn't need for that run. And this concept of using a carbohydrate source pre-workout, but dialing it in, even to the point where if you want to get really sophisticated, testing your blood sugar post-workout and making sure that your blood sugar is coming back down by the end of your one-hour training session, whatever it is, and dialing in the amount of carbs so that you can get back into ketosis in a few hours later after that workout, it actually started to make sense to me from the drag strip scenario. I thought, you know, you just need enough fuel to get through the workout. And then after that, you go back to where you were. And so I started thinking about this, and then I thought to myself, I have friends, Daniel Orego, who tells me he trains the best on just a good whey protein powder. And so I thought, you know, amino acids are very, very important. They're signaling as well as substrates. Free fatty acids are also very important. I thought, why am I forcing my body to choose what I wanted to use? And so one morning I got up. I took 3 scoops of Ketogenics Prime, the new stuff, which is very brilliant that you guys have it instead of in packets, but where people can take a small scoop throughout the day here and there. I took 3 scoops of Ketogenics Prime. I took a scoop of my protein powder, Thrive. I took a scoop of Carbolin and 3 raw eggs and blended it up and drank it an hour before going to the gym. And I did not expect anything. I mean, it's not like as though I hyped myself up on this idea because I preferred training fasted, quite frankly, and I thought this was going to be a hindrance. It was anything but. I trained harder, longer, and left the gym feeling fantastic. I did not feel like I was buried after I trained. And then it dawned on me. Why am I dictating to my heart, my brain, my muscles, my spleen, my kidney? Why am I dictating what they shall use for fuel? Why not just put it all in there and let my body decide what it wants to use at the moment that it wants to use it? Did I lose you, Gary?
Nope.
Okay.
That's exactly. So the version that you're talking about, I have not experimented yet with available amino acids, although that's intriguing to me. And I think what's even more intriguing that we're talking about is looking, you know, and we're not going to delve really into the science yet because we really don't know the answer. But what we do know about mitochondria is that mitochondria processes glucose and ketones differently. So what if you're able to take full advantage of the way mitochondria can process energy, and all of a sudden it turns from one burner to two burners to three burners. And albeit, you know, everything ultimately condenses down to glucose and ketones and fatty acids. What intrigues me about this idea more than anything else is the degree of when the burn happens, basically back to what you're doing. You're mixing components together, Carl, that I think have different flash points and different timing. And just as your workout does, every workout has a timing to it, the beginning, the middle, the end. And maybe what you're just matching up is the macros that belong to that timing.
You know, I want to take our first commercial break, and that made me think of something. And I want to talk more about this. And I will say this, that this is a leaping off point. This discussion is just to get people to start thinking about this. Come out of your little box that you're in and start thinking about this possibility that the ideal sports nutrition may include everything instead of just this or just that. We're going to talk more about this. I'm hoping that we can get somebody like Dominic D'Agostino or Jeff Volek to come in and actually tell us from a scientific standpoint if I'm completely off base or not. And we're hoping to do that in the near future. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. You followed my transformation on Facebook. You've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained, fasted, and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
You've tried countless products that promise digestive relief, but you still suffer from bloating. Do you avoid foods that give you a distended stomach and abdominal discomfort? Want something that actually works? You need Otrantil. Otrantil is the first in its class to naturally target the root cause of bloating and finally deliver real relief. Developed by a gastroenterologist, Otrantil is the only proven over-the-counter solution for bloating. Learn more at lovemytummy.com. Otrantil is backed by a 100% money-back guarantee. Visit lovemytummy.com today. Use code SHR for 10% off.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. We're talking with Gary Millett. Gary is with Ketogenics. They make an exogenous ketone product that I use, that I love. I really like it. There's a lot of logic behind why I like it. I'm not under the illusion that ketone products are going to burn fat. I'm not getting into that discussion. What I am saying is that this is another macronutrient. It's another way to fuel your body. Adele Moussa wrote a blog a couple months ago that showed that having these ketone supplements in your body post-workout may be more anabolic. We know there are things to this. We don't know all of it. We're still figuring some out, and I am trying to explore the idea that maybe, just maybe, you should be adding ketone salts to all of your pre- and intra-workout nutrition and let your body decide what it wants to use at the time that it wants to use it. So, you know, Gary, I couldn't find anything initially that said – and now, unfortunately, a lot of this stuff is in diabetics, but I can't find anything initially that says that the body will only use ketones if there's no glucose or only use glucose if there's no ketones. It looks like the body does not have what's the word I'm looking for? It doesn't discriminate when it comes to these two substrates. Are you there, Gary? Uh-oh, I'm talking to myself. Here, hold on a second. Yeah, listen to some music. Where's that music that I just had on? And then we'll edit this out of the... There we go. Welcome back. Okay. So basically what I said, Gary, was that I looked through initial research and could not find any evidence that the body will not use ketones if there's glucose present or vice versa. So it doesn't seem like the body discriminates on these two substrates when they're both available.
Well, I'm not sure the word discriminate is as appropriate as it will just use them because of availability. If you really look at back to your initial concept of will different tissues of the body use different substrates? Well, we know for sure that the brain, the heart, the the kidneys, the nervous system, it just thrives on ketones. And when those are in your system, they're just sucked up into those tissues. Likewise, I think if you're doing an intense workout from a ketogenic standpoint, the muscles prefer fatty acids. And so all of a sudden, you start to look at then glycogen, and there are short muscle tissues that use glycogen preferentially to fatty acids. So I don't think your notion is far-fetched at all. In fact, if you think about it, it probably makes more logical sense than your tissues prefer all of one substrate. That may be the logic that doesn't make any sense.
Right. And you know, really, from an evolutionary perspective, we are the reason we have survived the way we have is we are hybrids. We probably have the broadest diet of any species on the planet because we have learned what we could eat that wouldn't kill us. And we eat everything from plants and animals and everything in between. And so the reality is that our bodies are designed to be hybrids, as you pointed out a second ago. And this notion, it's like buying a Prius but refusing to use the batteries, only going to use gas. Well, why did you buy the Prius then? You know?
Exactly.
Why would you buy a hybrid and not let the vehicle choose what fuel source it wants to use on demand? And this is an intelligent process. As you just pointed out, we know fatigue starts in the brain. Fatigue does not occur in peripheral muscles. It does not occur in peripheral nervous system. It occurs in the brain. When the brain says you're tired, your muscles, it actually governs the output of your muscles. So if in fact it's true that muscles prefer glucose and fatty acids in different periods of time, and the brain and heart prefer ketones, then why not give the brain and heart what it wants and give the muscles what it wants too at the same time?
Couldn't agree more. And, you know, the other thing about it is that as you're doing intense workouts, as you pointed out, there's a building process going on. So if you're thinking about your glycogen, what would you like? Now, when I experimented with this, I tried to pick very rapid metabolizing carbohydrates. And for the reason that I wanted the quickest, highest insulin response, that's not going to last. So you're preferentially trying to pick substrates that work based on the mode of activity. And that's kind of what I started experimenting with, and it sounds for sure what you're experimenting with.
Well, I used Carbolin, which is Dr. Jeff Galini's product. It is a superior carbohydrate source. It's a designer carbohydrate source. It shows up in the blood, it hits hard, and it disappears quickly. And the whole idea behind Carbolin is that you don't get a crash afterwards. You just get all the fuel you need for your workout. And I thought, this is perfect. I paired that with 3 scoops
Absolutely.
Of ketogenic, 3 raw eggs, and a scoop of Thrive. So now I have – Thrive is a very sophisticated protein product. It's made up of – it's actually built around human breast milk. It's whey, it's casein, it's glycine, it's free-form amino acids, or not as a spiking agent, but added in. It's got certain vitamins in it. It's got enzymes in it. It's got everything that the body needs from – a protein assimilation standpoint. So I figured now my body has everything it wants, everything that it wants, and let it choose during the workout. Now, I can tell you that I used this for 2 weeks, and my training was much more intense than when I trained fasted. I cannot lie, but I prefer to train fasted for other reasons because of the metabolic implications of training fasted that I learned from Dr. Malin Watvi. But the reality is if my goal was exclusively performance, every time I trained, I would have that drink an hour before I went into the gym or on the track or on the field or wherever I was going to be, because I know that I would be able to push harder, push longer, push faster, and feel fine afterwards, not be crushed.
And what's very interesting is there's a lot of controversy out there right now about training fasted or training not fasted. And I'm not sure there's any definitive answer to that right now.
I have a strong opinion, okay? So I did a show with Dr. Malin Watvey a few years ago called Of Doves, Diplomats, and Diabetes. And this is a Darwinian approach to diabetes. And what Dr. Watvey elucidated very, very thoroughly in his book is that from a physiological standpoint, what our body does with nutrients after it's fasted and then has to expend a great deal of energy is very different than what our body does when you don't have to expend a great deal of energy before a meal. And this makes sense because for millions of years, we had to get up and work to find food and then eat that food. We didn't just walk to the refrigerator and then sit back on the sofa and eat it like we do today. And Dr. Watvey points out that a certain amount of risk is involved in triggering this magic because there are peptides in the brain that blunt fear. These peptides are tied directly to the hunger peptides. So the way it could be illustrated is this. I am a caveman. I'm afraid of going out of the cave because I know there's saber-toothed tigers out there. So I'm going to wait until I can't stand the level of hunger any longer before I'm going to take a chance and go out of the cave. This metabolically sets up my body to partition my food differently. After I go out there and run down an animal or work for hours gathering fruit and then eat it, than if I just woke up and found that food laying next to me and I could just eat it. So my goal with training fasted is not performance. If my goal was performance exclusively, I would not be training fasted. I would be drinking the concoction that I illustrated a little while ago because I find that that allows me to train longer, train harder, train better.
Gotcha. Okay. That makes complete sense to what you're saying right now. Gotcha.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to hack performance, that's one thing. If you want to hack your physiology because you're looking to repair some damaged tissue in your body or you're looking to turn on some metabolic magic, then I'd say, yeah, training fasted is a good idea. But if you're a football player, a hockey player, and you're saying, you know, I'm not worried about remyelination of my nervous system. I'm worried about winning the Stanley Cup. Then I'd say, okay, then you need pre-workout nutrition. You may even need intra-workout nutrition. But here's how you make it. You blend all of these things together and you drink them down and you let your body go, thank you so much for letting us decide what we want to use when we want to use it.
And I think what's interesting is, now, have you looked at when you're taking your concoction? Have you looked at your specific workout?
Yes.
And how you would tweak what you take based on what that workout looks like?
I mean,
there's a lot of experimentation to do there.
I would love to get somebody like, I don't know, Jacob Wilson or somebody who has, or even Brett Contreras, to take a look at this and really run it through the proper gamut to try to determine that. I want to take a break. Let's talk about that when we come back, okay?
Okay.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N Labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, These bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad today.
You've heard about turmeric, and you probably use it. It's one of the most talked about health foods in America. Pure Indian Foods sources certified organic turmeric from small farmers in India. This limited edition turmeric is standardized to contain high, naturally occurring curcumin, which is the good stuff you want. It's also lab tested for heavy metals, which you want less of in your food. Psst, don't tell too many people about it. It's limited edition. Get yours today. Go to highcurcuminturmeric.com today to learn more.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained fasted and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. I hope some of you in the audience will take this challenge and try what I'm talking about. Take a advanced carbohydrate source like Carbolin, taking simply the best ketone supplement in the world, which is Ketogenics Prime, some Thrive or your favorite protein powder, and a few raw eggs, and mix it together and drink it down an hour before you train, and then report back to me. Email me at onair@superhumanradio.net and tell me if, in fact, you feel the difference. I predict a lot of people will. So, Gary, as you just pointed out, what we really need now are two things. We need some of those brains within this category, and we already mentioned Jeff Volek and Dominic D'Agostino, probably Jeff Volek more so because he's more into ketones and performance, but also Jacob Wilson's lab. We need them to kind of start looking at this and going, you know what? Maybe we need to do some research into this, because I have a feeling we're going to find out that when we mix exogenous ketones with our current pre-workout nutrition, magic happens.
Now, the other thing is, when you told me about this, we had a good chat, and I said, I think this really deserves a close N1 study. So myself and my partner, Rob Rogers, and Steve Santo, we're going to actually try this and we're going to document this whole process over a period of time and see if we can repeat the results you have. So what we probably need is, of course, your protocol, and we go for an N1, say, for 2 weeks.
I will write a blog with the recipe today, and I'll email you the link to it, and then we can share it around, too. Maybe we can get other people out there to experiment with it as well. I'm excited about this. I really think that we need to stop fighting in these different camps and start realizing that the body wants what it wants when it wants it, and we need to just stop trying to be smarter than our body. Every time we think we're more intelligent than nature, we always F ourselves up. It never fails. So,
That is so true. It's really true. And, you know, what's very exciting about this whole thing, Carl, is with exogenous ketones now being available, there are all kinds of new opportunities that we can explore.
And, you know, there are people out there who think that exogenous ketones don't really raise ketone levels. But that's already been discussed and proven by Dominic and your group. I mean, you guys have done the research where you've shown before supplementation, after supplementation, that the levels of ketones have gone up, right?
We are way past that. So now the question is, how are they actually preferentially used? That's really where we're at. We're well beyond the ability to prove that they raise ketone levels. So now the question is how they actually do it, and then where do they do it? So back to your original thesis, what is the preferential take-up? Well, you've tried it. You know for sure the brain is a big hog of ketones. And now what we're learning, and I think if you look at David Diamond, he's one of the guys on our science board, he is really into how this affects the heart. And he thinks ketones are definitely preferential to heart muscle. So we have just started scratching the surface of what can we do when we are able to blend multiple energy substrates, and how does that really affect the body? So we're excited about doing this test with you, Carl.
Let me ask you a question. Is there any evidence that even when the body has adequate blood sugar, and I'm not talking about a diabetic, I'm talking about a healthy person, perhaps in between meals, their blood sugar drops down into the 80s. Is there any evidence that even small amounts of ketones show up in the bloodstream at that time?
If you're talking about, are they endogenously produced?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there is, but it's not significant.
No, I understand that. But the idea that the body can have adequate blood sugar and still produce even if it's a tenth of a millimole of ketones really leads to this notion that some amount of ketones is being produced, whether it's a vaporous amount, and some tissue must be using it.
Oh, yeah, and it depends on the substrate. For instance, if you're utilizing, say, a mid-chain triglyceride, a mid-chain triglyceride is very easily converted to ketones. And so available substrate in your body is not going to be wasted. And so we see this evidence. In fact, I've done carb loading and carb cycling myself. And even the next morning after a carb cycle, I still have ketones in my blood.
Interesting.
And I had not supplemented. This is what's intriguing, because when I do a carb cycle, as you know, you're not going to supplement. You're going to wait till after your carb cycle. Then you're going to resupplement with ketogenics. But what's very intriguing is I've carb loaded, taken my ketone reading with a blood meter, and sure enough, guess what? I still have 0.2, 0.3 millimole of ketone in my blood.
This is what I'm talking about. See, that right now, part of the problem is that people believe, and I've seen people put this on Facebook, that anytime your body has adequate blood sugar levels, your body is not producing ketones. And I disagree with that, because I have a feeling that the body is always producing some amount of ketones, even when there's blood sugar, because the body is a hybrid and it knows that certain tissue prefers that, and it just produces what is necessary. It's not going to overproduce, like in the case of ketoacidosis, where a diabetic's both ketone levels and blood sugar levels go severely through the roof simultaneously. It just makes sense that the body would continue to produce some vaporous amount of ketones endogenously. And that leads me to believe that we are onto something here when we start saying, stop fighting over whether carbs are the right things or ketones. They're both the right things. You should be using both of them pre-workout in order to really get the best workout possible.
And I think to add to that, what I think is important is that you add things in the right proportion. Like right now, if we take a look at our generation of what's happened in the last 60, 70 years, we are so bombarding our bodies with carbohydrates, it's hard to get any preferential use of any other substrate.
Right.
Because you're just being so hit with it. So the body is almost trying to eliminate that substrate because it has too much of it. And I think if you get to a balanced regimen of saying, hey, I'm going to utilize this substrate, and this substrate, there's got to be a science in there that says, hey, we can use these proportionally now that we have availability to them. Because let's face it, back we didn't have boutique carbohydrates. We didn't have exogenous ketones. We didn't have a pure suite of BCAAs available.
Right.
10,000 years ago. That wasn't available. But today, we're helping the body refine what it can. It normally would break down anyway. Here it is. Just use it.
Yeah,
and I
like
think
it.
That's a huge advantage.
I want to take our last commercial break. We'll wrap up the interview when we come back. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Follow my transformation on Facebook. You've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then train fasted and remain fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
There is no other olive oil like Papa Vint's extra virgin olive. Not just because of the care and quality that goes into producing it, but also because the unique Nocciolata di Belice olive that grows in Sicily is like no other olive in the world. Its spicy yet buttery flavor improves any food it comes in contact with. Higher in antioxidants, Papa Vint's is raw, unfiltered, and cloudy, and comes from a single orchard owned and operated by the same family for over 100 years. It's the only olive oil Elisa and I will ever use. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Papa Vint's banner ad and use code SHR45 and get 2 bottles of Papa Vint's for $45 while supplies last.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period.
Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Whenever you patronize our sponsors, you help the show stay alive. And whenever you patronize our sponsors, please let them know that you heard about them on Superhuman Radio. We're talking right now with Gary Millett from Ketogenix. It's the exogenous ketone product that I use. I'm going to give the recipe one more time, and then I will put it in a blog later today. It's a scoop of Thrive protein, 3 scoops of the new Ketogenix Prime that comes in the jar. I actually throw in 3 5-gram scoops of collagen protein also from Great Lakes because I'm a big proponent in using collagen to help rebuild soft tissue. And we know, we did a show about this, that you should take your collagen with 60 milligrams of vitamin C pre-workout, because that's when it actually builds soft tissue, not post-workout. I then include a scoop of Carbolin, which is 50 grams of a designer carbohydrate supplement, 3 raw eggs. I put that in a shaker bottle with a little whisk ball and shake that sucker up and drink it down. It actually tastes fantastic. First of all, I use the orange Ketogenix Prime product. It tastes like a creamsicle. I drink that about 45 minutes to an hour before I get to the gym. And then I go to the gym and train. And that is the exact recipe that we're talking about here, including the collagen protein. That's exactly what I was doing back then. And I want people to try this and tell me what they think. Go ahead, Gary. You give me some feedback, and then we'll pull the plug on the interview.
You know, I think the other thing, Carl, that would be helpful is put down your workout protocol. So when you're doing this, you know, let the listeners know what that workout protocol is so that, that they can start that way, and then they can version that based on what they do. But if they have kind of an idea from you what your workout protocol is, that kind of helps shape, you know, what they need in terms of if they want to experiment with the concoction.
Yeah, I mean, my workout protocol, and I'm happy to put it down. I've never really bothered putting it down because I don't see myself as any kind of guru, if you will. So I very rarely post my workouts. But absolutely, I'll include that. No doubt about it. That's not a problem. And then when do you guys get underway with your internal test?
We're going to start this week. So I've got this, we've got the things that we have all the necessary ingredients. And what we'll try to do is match what kind of a workout protocol we want And maybe we'll even change it up a little bit. Maybe Rob will do something different than me, and maybe Steve will do a little different than Rob. And then we'll kind of see in a couple of weeks how that works out.
So in other words, I guess what you're saying is maybe this concoction lends itself to this type of athlete versus this type of athlete.
Oh, yeah. Let's say, for instance, that you're going to – I think you're going to see a big difference in how much ketones you need versus, say, how much carb you need based on the workout you do and the duration you're going to do it. And then you can kind of adjust. You know, so like I don't think anything in the performance world is one size fits all. I think it comes down to some experimentation, getting the raw ingredients, and then how does that work for you, and how does that work in accordance to what you want to accomplish? So I think a lot of this in the performance world is objective driven. And so what we can do with you, myself, Rob, Steve, is give your listeners an idea that, hey, if you're doing this workout, we tried it this way, and we got this result.
And I like that.
Here's another workout we tried, and we did it this way, and we got that result. Because, you know, performance is personal. And I think that the longer we start looking into health, we also find that personal. And I really think that's really a key to, you know, designing a personalized health program. I think the things that you're talking about are the essential raw substrates that the body can use when it wants to use them.
Mm-hmm.
But that's going to depend on how I think you drive what your objectives are.
Right.
And the more we can get to a personalized health regimen, far better. Everybody's going to look and feel.
Yeah, I agree. I get it now. You're dialing it in for the individual and the performance that they're looking to achieve. I get it now. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Very, very nice. All right, well, listen. So we've opened up this discussion. We're asking the audience to do some experimentation on their own, and we will have more. We're going to try to get some people who understand the science of this to come on and either say, Carl, you're crazy, this is a mistake, or, you know, there's some plausibility here, we need to do more research. But I think this is an exciting time. I think it's exciting for a variety of reasons, most notably because it's inclusive. It doesn't say you're wrong and you're wrong and you're wrong and I'm right. It says we're all right. Let's just start not trying to stratify the discussion. Let's kind of put it all together and we find out that the body likes it better. I mean, I can see a time in the near future where people are using Ketogenics Prime, not because they're trying to lose weight, not because they're trying to stave off hunger, not because they're trying to reduce the risk of cancer, but because they're looking to squeeze more out of that workout, like we talked about before, not leave anything on the table, mixing it in with their pre-workout, nutrition.
As well as squeezing more out of their life.
Yeah, yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
These are very important energy substrates you're talking about. And being able to design your lifestyle around how you ingest and absorb and process this suite of macronutrients can mean a lot to your longevity, to the way you feel, to the way you look. It's, you know, we're just starting at the very beginning of all this. We're just on the initial stages of learning. How do you blend all of these macros together to increase a better way of life for all of us?
Gary, thanks for being on the show today. And more importantly, thanks to you and Rob for being sponsors and making the show possible. Okay.
Thank you, Carl, very much. It's always a pleasure. We'll check back in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. Talk to you then. And that's it for today's show. We just wanted to focus on this one topic. I hope that you will share this show around and we get more and more people involved in this discussion because I think it's an important discussion. Tomorrow we have the Blueprint Power Hour, and also Sandeep Agarwal is coming on to explain why his high curcumin turmeric is the best in the world. There's not a lot of it. He can't sell it to everyone in the world. He can only sell it to a handful of people because it's so scarce. But keep in mind that Sabinsa's gold standard for turmeric is standardized for 2 to 3% curcumoids. And Sandeep Agarwal's is standardized for 4 to 5% curcumoids and no heavy metals and organic crops. It doesn't get any better. If you use turmeric, you must use the stuff that we offer on SupremeRadio.net from Pure Indian Foods. And we're going to tell you why tomorrow after the Blueprint Power Hour. So hope you can tune in then. We'll see you tomorrow.